Hillsborough County Commissioner Al Higginbotham is on the board of directors of Tampa Bay Water. He said that Monday's vote to delay the decision on whether to recommend reclassification of portions of the Alafaya River made sense.
It was a unanimous vote, and I think it was a wise move. This is a major decision for the region, and myself and Hillsborough County are committed to being regional partners in the water issues for our county or for our area.
According to an October 3rd letter from Donald Pullman to Jerry Maxwell, the general manager of Tampa Bay Water, the Alafaya River reclassification will provide meaningful protection of the drinking water source while balancing the needs of existing users on the river. The proposed reclassification boundaries achieve this balance and in most cases reflect no impact to existing users and dischargers to the river, and would result in substantial economic benefits to the 2.4 million water customers in the region. Jerry Maxwell said that compromises were made in order for the request to be supported by all parties.
I think it's a very careful, very even-handed approach, and it's an approach that the economic impact analysis suggests is very, very positive toward the ratepayers, the 2.4 million ratepayers. You know, it is a drinking water supply. You would like to think that you would both protect the river environment and the drinking water sources, and the public is relying on those sources of supply to meet their needs. It's a public health issue at the very least.
Denise Lane is with the Sierra Club and claims that one reason that Tampa Bay Water may want to reclassify the Alafaya River is to shift the financial burden of treating the water from Tampa Bay Water, if the river is Class 3, to the polluters and to Hillsborough County taxpayers if it is Class 1.
With a Class 3 that it is waterway, and the reason it's a Class 3 is it's really pretty healthy, even though there's pollutants in there and there's high fluoride in there. Now, if it's a Class 1, Tampa Bay Water can now look to the polluters around there, can look to other help. And the bottom line is the other help is our tax dollars, whether it comes in the form of pollution recovery funds, from our property taxes. That water has to be treated. They're going to need a treatment plant.
Commissioner Higginbotham feels that more time is needed to review the data that led Tampa Bay Water personnel to recommend reclassification.
No one got the information for a final decision until within the last 10 days, and it's too important a decision to make without letting the Environmental Protection Commission of Hillsborough County, the agriculture economic folks here in Hillsborough, our county attorney, and anybody else, stakeholders included, an opportunity now to go through the scientific data and the economic data.
Pullman's letter also said, under state and federal law, the highest and most beneficial uses of the Alafaya River are for public drinking water supplies. Higginbotham said that because he has not yet reviewed all of the information, he has not made a decision on how he will vote in December.
No, sir. We have requested this information for quite some time. We made another formal request in writing on Monday, and we're still waiting because it's a lot of material. And in our EPC meeting today, I asked Dr. Garrity if his staff had received the data, the models that scientists and engineers look at, and he said they've received some of it, but not all of it. And I just don't think it's fair for the region or Hillsborough County to make a final decision until we have, everything in front of us.
Dr. Richard Garrity, who was referred to by Commissioner Higginbotham, is the executive director of the Hillsborough Environmental Protection Commission. Tampa Bay Water's Maxwell thinks that the petition requesting reclassification of the Alafaya River will move forward in December.
The discussion at the meeting was fairly positive about answering the public's call to develop alternatives to groundwater. Now we need to ensure that the river sources that replace the groundwater are appropriately protected from future pollution, and I think that the additional time will simply support the petition.
One company that wrote a letter to Tampa Bay Water requesting a delay on their decision was Mosaic Fertilizer. WMNF requested a comment from Mosaic, but they did not return our call by airtime. The Board of Directors of Tampa Bay Water will vote on whether to request that the Florida Department of Environmental Protection reclassify portions of the Alafaya River and the Tampa Bypass Canal from Class 3 to Class 1. The meeting will begin at 9 a.m. on December 17th at Tampa Bay Water in Clearwater and is open to the public. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canan.